Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with a name fans that you are going to hear a lot of in that spring, and that is Andrew Suarez. Nice to have you on the show. A little gloomy out here in Arizona, but it is spring training, and it's a time to really get the game on.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It should be a good spring.
All right, tell us a little bit about you, about growing up. Now, I'm a Floridian, as you are, but give us a little bit of your baseball background. What kind of kid were you with baseball? Were you always the pitcher or the shortstop? What was baseball like for you as a kid?
I mean, I wish I was a shortstop, but I was left-handed. But I started playing around, like, the age of 4 or 5. I was an outfielder, and then once I got, like, 8 years old, I started pitching, and I guess I was pretty good, and every team I went to, they had me pitching, and once I got to high school, I stopped hitting, and I was just strictly pitching from there.
High school for you was in Miami, Southwest High, and then Columbus. Those are two schools that I remember for me growing up. But the competition of South Florida baseball, describe that.
I mean, it's great. You see a whole bunch of guys end up going to, you know, University of Miami, FIU, Florida State, Florida, and a lot of big leaguers as well. So, you know, I always see guys on TV, and I was like, you know, I grew up playing against them. So I think it's a good competition down there.
Yeah, people are working out all the time. You see that. Now, you went to the University of Miami. We're going to get to that. But big leaguers would come and work out with you guys, wouldn't they?
Yeah. This year, there's, you know, Manny Machado was there, Yonder Alonso. I'd see John Jay, you know, Jamal Weeks, you know, a lot of guys from Miami that, you know, they work out in that area. So, you know, it's good to see them there. You know, you talk to them, pick their brains, and get some information, like, about, you know, how it is up there.
All right, Andrew Suarez with us. As I say, fans, you're going to hear a lot about him this spring, a left-hander, and he is a starting pitcher last year at Richmond and at Sacramento. Growing up, were there pitchers that you sort of patterned yourself after? You know, say, I'd like to throw like this guy, or that's one of the people I enjoy watching?
You know, obviously Randy Johnson, because when I was, I mean, I wish I could throw like him, but, you know, watching the Marlins growing up, you get to see the Braves pitch, the Braves games a lot, and, you know, Tom Glavine is one of them, and, you know, he's a control freak, and that's how I see myself. Like, I throw a lot of strikes, and that's what I try to focus on.
Okay, very good. All right, coming out of Southwest and Columbus, what were your choices? Now, we know you end up at the University of Miami. You're a Hurricane, but what were your choices coming out of high school?
Just Miami. They offered me, not offered me, but, like, you know, they're talking to me, recruiting me sophomore year of high school, and going into my junior year, you know, they called me asking if I'm ready to be a Hurricane. And, you know, I've been ready since pretty much I was little, you know, watching all those games growing up. So, you know, once they started recruiting me, I was really happy, and I didn't really want to go to any other school.
What was life like at the University of Miami? Now, of course, I went to law school there. I know what that was like, and we'd sit out by the pool sometimes and read our books, or we'd go to the racetrack and highlight once in a while. But what was life like for you as an athlete in Miami?
I mean, it was great. Spend most of the time with my teammates. You know, we go out to eat, you know, hang out. You go to the beach a lot. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the same. Just being born there, it was just a normal thing, except I'm playing baseball at the University of Miami.
Yeah, and it's great. Andrew Suarez is telling us about it. And, again, we talked about competition in high school. How about the college competition for you? My goodness.
Yeah, ACC is one of the best conferences in the country. And every weekend you have to be at your A game, because you're facing, you know, one of the, like, top college players there. So, I mean, I love playing there, and it definitely got me ready for pro ball.
All right, so starting pitcher at Miami. Now, when did you pitch? Were you the Friday night guy, Saturday, or Sunday? What were you?
I was a Sunday guy my first 2 years. We had a great weekend rotation. My last year, I was a Friday night guy, and then I got hurt, and then I just ended up being Saturday for the rest of the year.
Okay. Now, you've been to Omaha. That's pretty exciting. That was after you had gotten drafted, right, by the Giants?
Yeah. I got drafted, and then 2 days later, we went to Omaha. So it was pretty crazy for me that whole week.
What about signing with the Giants? And again, you have agents, and you know, there's a lot of money involved in that third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. Second-round pick. I don't want to cheat you there. Second-round pick. What was the signing like for you?
I mean, it was great. I went through the draft process 3 times. So, you know, the last time, I made sure I had to sign. Everyone made sure. So, I mean, it was great. We had a deal right away. So once I was done with the season, I took a week off, and then I signed and came over here to Arizona.
Oh, very good. All right, Andrew Suarez now going to school in Miami. And I always said it, law school was terrific. I grew up in South Florida, so I know a lot about Miami. What did you study, and what was it like for you as a student there?
I studied criminology and psychology. You know, it was great. It's a really good academic school. I think it's probably the top Florida school as of now. And I made sure to, you know, to graduate there. I was the first one in my family to graduate. Yeah, I thought it was just a really good school, and I got to meet a lot of really great people and great teachers as well.
Tell me about your family background. Mom and dad, where did you come from and all that kind of stuff?
My parents are Cuban. I was born in Miami.
Look, I was there when everyone came over originally, and just as an aside, I mean, we were in high school, and one day we had, you know, 20 people in the class. The next day we had 34. So it was kind of a crazy time. So good to hear that your parents were there and you grew up in South Florida. All right, what kind of pitcher are you? And again, you described a Tom Glavine. I have a good image of that. But what do you throw?
I throw a fastball, a sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. Slider's my best pitch for sure. And I like to attack hitters with my fastball.
No, very good. All right, this is exciting for me because I think you're going to be a big part of what's happening here. What do you hope to accomplish in spring? You were here just a short time last year, but this is a whole new thing for you. You know, you're here from day one and you belong here. So what do you hope to accomplish?
I'm just going to focus on doing me and, you know, just pitching, just trying to stay healthy, and that's about it. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. I can't control anything else.
Yeah. What kind of hitter are you?
Not very good. Like I said, I stopped hitting after eighth grade. So, but I've gotten a few hits in the minor league, so we'll see how that goes.
Sacramento is a very exciting place for young people to play. It's one of the best minor league stops along the way. What was Sacramento like for you?
I mean, it was great. You know, the field's amazing. The fans are great. Just the city. I love the city there.
Now, do you get called Albert Suarez a lot?
I get confused a lot. Yeah, definitely. For sure, but yeah, I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, he's in Arizona right now, so there's no confusion here. This is Andrew Suarez. But you look at the team, and, you know, Bumgarner's here and Samardzija's here, and your locker's not too far away from Samardzija. What do you pick up from a veteran player in spring? What do you hear from them?
You know, hopefully when we're doing PFPs and all that stuff, I could, you know, talk to them and pick their brains.
Okay. San Francisco, you may be in your future, in very near future. What do you know about the city of San Francisco?
Not much. I went for, you know, when I first got drafted, we had like a workout camp there for a week. And, you know, we got to explore the city, but, you know, that's pretty much all I know.
All right. How about the park? What do you think of the park?
Oh, I mean, AT&T Park was amazing, and then a lot of like the big leaguers from Miami that I talked to, they all love playing there. They say it's one of the best places to go.
All right, very exciting. How old are you now?
I'm 25.
All right, and when will you be 26?
It's September 11.
All right, so this is a big year for you, and you're ready, healthy. Have you had any health issues along the way?
Not since I signed professionally, but yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm just going to try to stay healthy.
Very good. Well, it's great to have you. I know we're going to be talking about you a lot. We've got 4 weekends of shows down here, so you're going to see a lot of action. My pleasure to have you on. As I say, for the fans, I want them to hear your voice and know when you're on the hill. So, Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Andrew Suarez. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.